Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, I don't want this night to end.
What day is it?
What day it is?
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, wait, you better get ready.
I'm not ready.
Better get ready.
I'm not going back to work.
I'm not going back to work.
Why is that?
Because I don't like to be cooped up in that office all day long.
What do?
I work from home.
That's not much better.
Not better.
Get it together, man.
We've got a show to do.
Oh. Well, in that case,
let us begin.
Let the show begin.
All right, first up, no Powerball winner.
Wow.
No Powerball winner last night. The new jackpot is $640 million. Cash payout, $478 million. Now, the Mega Millions jackpot is now $750 million.
Wow.
Now, we're getting close to a $1 billion lottery jackpot. And you're thinking, well, that couldn't have ever happened before. But it has.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that long ago. On October 23rd, 2018, one person in South Carolina won $1,537,000.
And they're probably still sitting pretty, just relaxing.
It was the largest prize for one set of numbers in world history and the second largest lottery payout behind the Powerball $1.586 billion jackpot back in 2016 on multiple tickets.
Well, you know why nobody won last night, right?
Why?
Because I didn't buy a lottery ticket. I was supposed to be the winner.
I will tell you, 23 was in there.
Oh my gosh!
23 was in there. 13. Well, 23 was in there. We'll look at the winning numbers coming up. But 23 was in there. Let's see how many numbers you had. Start off today with Nico Moon.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Trying to catch a good time.
Good time,
baby.
Good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. All right, let's get down to business here. Here were the winning Powerball numbers last night. All right, here were the numbers.
Uh-huh.
4, 19, 23. 23 was in there.
Uh-huh.
25, 49, and the Powerball was 14.
Oh, so close to 13. Ooh.
13, not in there. Now, my numbers that I picked were 13, 20, 23, which was in the right, even the right position. 51, 54, and the Powerball was 6. Those were my numbers.
I suck at this, but in order to win, you have to have all the right numbers in the same order as what pulls, or you just have to have them?
Have the numbers in any order.
Okay.
But to win the whole jackpot, you got to have all the numbers and the Powerball correct. Now, there are smaller prizes, like in the other lottery games. So, if you think you've got some of them, you can match them up and then look at the website to see. Or, next time you're at the convenience store, just scan it on that little scanner there at the lottery station. And it'll tell you immediately whether you won, you know, either $2, $4 or more.
I was looking at the who won in general, and 10 people won $1 million. Doesn't say where they're at, but you might want to check your ticket.
Yeah, you could be one of the 10 million, 10 new millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, these jackpots are absolutely staggering now. The Powerball jackpot is now $640 million. $478 million cash payout. Mega Millions, $750 million. The cash payout, $550 million. That's over $500 million in a cash payout to you on the next Mega Millions drawing.
I swear,
is tomorrow
the
night.
Damage I could do at a Krispy Kreme with that money.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
oh, well. Still hope we can win. 6:09 now. Here's Brett Eldridge.
You put me on a roller coaster. Let me lose my mind.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. 6:11 at the time. Well, this morning, not quite as chilly as yesterday morning. Today, there's going to be quite a bit of fog if you're headed out early this morning, depending on where you're headed. In fact, there's a fog advisory in effect for the morning hours. It'll be sunny later and 54. I saw yesterday.
Seems like to me there's been a lot of fog recently.
Yeah, there has been a lot of fog. And today, spots of this are really bad. So, especially if you headed up the mountain, as we say, you better leave early. It'll be a mess. Hey, I saw something yesterday while I was out driving, and I saw a video. Fortunately, what I saw yesterday didn't end as badly as the video did. But with these dash cams everybody has now, some people are getting some horrific pictures of car accidents.
I'm sure.
And yesterday, there's a car zipping in and out of traffic. I'm out on the interstate. He's zipping in and out. Boom, 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 boom. Pass me on the left, back up in front of me behind an 18-wheeler, then really fast yanks it to the right to get into the right lane to get around the 18-wheeler because he can't get around the left. But what he could not see was another 18-wheeler in the right lane up ahead. After he whipped over, like, there it is, all of a sudden, right in your face, and you're gunning it. He locked it up, slid. Black marks off to the shoulder, avoided certain disaster. I'm telling you, it was a close one. I saw a wreck like that made from a dash cam.
Oh, yeah. No, I know which one you're talking about. Oh, my God.
One of the worst accidents I've ever seen. Total devastation. Everybody's dead. Gosh, guys, watch it. What you going to do? Save 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, it's not worth it. I've learned that too many times. Just not worth it.
But I just knew that, oh my gosh, this is gonna happen. You know, that stuff just happens. It's just like playing out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be a horrible accident.
And it's in slow motion too. You're right.
Miraculously, off to the side of the road in a skid, like this, almost like spinning the car around.
That dude had a guardian angel with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine if he had hit the back of that 18-wheeler? Oh, gosh.
Worst car wreck I ever seen was a Mustang who ran full speed underneath the back of an 18-wheeler with its lights out underneath an overpass. I saw the whole thing go down. I was coming down an on-ramp. I saw the tractor-trailer up ahead underneath the overpass, all its lights out. I don't know what was going on. It must have been broken down. I don't even know if there was anybody in the truck that was attached to the trailer, but the Mustang never saw it, never hit the brakes. Boom! Just buried it up under there.
Takes a split second,
people. Be careful out there. Jeez. Be careful. All right, watch out for that fog this morning.
93.1 The Wolf. With more new country for Winston, Lexington, and you next.
Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation. It's easy.
Girl, shake it for me.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 6:27 now, odds and ends time. Good morning to you. Well, the House of Representatives did vote to impeach President Trump. Yesterday, they voted to impeach Trump for inciting an insurrection on Capitol Hill.
Those are big words.
He is the only president in history to be impeached twice. Senate is unlikely to have a trial until after Trump leaves office.
They're like, hey, we're on vacation.
I'm just too busy.
We out for a bit.
It's happened again. A woman who is too beautiful for dating apps has been removed. I know the feeling. That's why I'm not on there.
Yeah, I understand. And for research purposes, we looked her up. And
She's 24 years old. She's a Playboy model. And her name is Talia Paris. She says she tried to keep her pictures PG so she would look more like an average girl. But the app,
nice of her.
Bumble decided she was too hot and removed her photos. Well, Chuck Norris was not at the riots at the Capitol.
Okay. I was wondering. I heard the news.
Oh, my gosh.
People started claiming they spotted him at last week's riot on Capitol Hill. The Chucker says, no, I was not there. And the Chucker spokesperson said, this guy is a Chuck Norris wannabe lookalike, although Chuck is much more handsome. Chuck remains on his ranch in Texas, where he has been with his family for weeks.
Yeah, he's like, I am way far away from there. I don't care.
Yeah. Looking for a house. There's a $350 million house for sale in Bel Air, California. It's 105,000 square feet. That's total living space, folks.
Wow.
Plenty of room to spread out. Surrounded by a moat, which, of course, you need that. Has a jogging track and took 8 years to build. It has views of downtown L.A., the Pacific Ocean, and an entryway that is filled with water and has a bridge.
Wow.
Is Bel Air the most expensive place to live in California, or is it?
Certainly is. It certainly is one of them.
Okay, all right.
The most streamed movies of 2020, and I'll bet you could guess about only one.
Streamed movies.
Most streamed movies of 2020. Think about all the streaming that was done in 2020 with everybody stuck inside.
Yeah. Wonder Woman?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Here they are from 10 to number 1. Zootopia, Toy Story 4, the 2019 Aladdin remake on Disney Plus, Spencer Confidential, Hamilton, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, Onward, The Secret Life of Pets 2, number 2 was Moana, and number 1, the one you probably might have been able to guess had you thought about it, was Frozen 2.
Oh, yeah.
That is a hard to believe list. Those were the most streamed movies of 2020. Hard to believe.
Kids, man.
Yeah, that's it. It's kids.
Well, you know, I told you that Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to play Lucy and Desi in a movie about Lucy and Desi, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Deborah Messing's getting in there because people think she would do a better job, and evidently she thinks she'd do a better job too, so.
And she's already a redhead.
Yes, I am sort of in agreement with this. I think, and she's funny and bubbly, and I think she'd do a great job. One person suggested that maybe Deborah's got a scheduling conflict when it comes to when this thing's going to film. I don't know, but...
All I know is Nicole Kidman, no offense, man. She just always looks like her face is pinched. I'm trying to make the face while doing like a voice, and it's just, I don't know. There's something about eyes are closed. Her mouth is really like put together. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
She's been in some good movies. I'll tell you a movie you might have missed that she was in that was interesting called The Others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a horror film. And not really a thriller. It's just an odd, interesting movie. Might want to check it out. It's called The Others.
I thought Deborah Messing was great in Will and Grace. I mean, she played the character good.
I agree. Hey, if you're looking for a job, I've got a good one for you. A professional binge watcher is needed.
Yes.
This job you're qualified for, people. The website Bonus Finder is hiring a professional binge watcher. They'll pay somebody $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza, then post reviews of the shows and the pizzas. If you're interested, you can apply on their website through February 12th. They're going to pick the person at random. It's like a drawing. Because they got to figure, most everybody's going to be qualified for this.
Yeah.
Real need to sift through the resumes here. Hey, why not? If they're going to pay you.
About the pizza, like what kind of pizza they're gonna have.
You guys, I just Googled professional binge watcher and up came professional, like binge watcher jobs, binge watcher 2020, binge watcher salary, binge watcher meeting, binge watcher sign up, and binge watcher jobs near me. So good. This is something people are really hoping to do all across the board.
I smell a side gig.
Side hustle. And finally, the most rewatched TV shows. Here they are. I'll just give you the top five or six here. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I know number Perfect. One.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
I bet you're wrong. Okay, I'm going to stop at number two.
Okay.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. RuPaul's Drag Race. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's that thing with Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live. And now we're up to the top two. What do you think is number one? I know what you're going to say. Go.
The Office.
No.
What? Wait, hold on. I missed what the question, like what this list is of.
This is the most rewatched TV shows. These are the shows that people rewatch the most.
Well, then it's got to be Friends.
No. Okay. Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order SVU. That you're saying that's number one?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I just maybe two or one. I don't know. You're making me nervous.
Law and Order SVU. None of the Law and Order shows are even on the list. Not one of
wow.
them.
Wow.
Now, Big Bang Theory is. It's way down there.
Ugh.
And Keeping Up with the Kardashians is also on there, and it's way down there.
Thank God that got canceled.
Number two, The Office.
Okay.
Number one, you're right, Chase. It's Friends.
Okay.
Oh!
In case you didn't know, both of them hate Friends. They hate that show. They hate it. Ugh. Number one, most rewatched show.
Pull me, pull Grace. You're my kind of church. You're holy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:41 now, and we're doing something kind of fun for Valentine's Day. So we're calling it Touch the Troops with Valentine's, and we're sending some Valentine's Day cards to all the soldiers and let them feel the love on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. It's a little way to give back, you know, people who put their lives on the line every day for us.
Easy to do. You just make Valentine, get the kids involved, make a Valentine. I know a lot of kids are into making little crafts and you know, every time a birthday or a special occasion comes up, let's make a card.
Yeah. And as a parent, Dale, the homemade cards are
nothing.
Top notch.
There's nothing a mom, dad would love to receive more than a homemade card.
They're so sweet.
And I am sure that the soldiers would be thrilled to get one of your child's homemade cards sent to them. I mean, just, you know, they're just, let's face it, so many of them are in a place and a little sunshine coming through a Valentine's Day card would be kind of nice.
And you know, a little goes a long way. You don't necessarily have to go and put all your money into this kind of thing. Or if you don't have the things to make your own cards, you go to the Dollar Tree and get those little packages that kids give out for Valentine's. Those are great too. They'll put a smile on their face, you know, and just write a little note on the inside with a pen. It's perfect. And so anything you do is going to make these soldiers' days.
I think when's the deadline for that so we can get them all mailed and so they have them on time?
So the gist is here is that you have to mail them yourself. You're not going to send them to us. We've got the address at the website, and if you send them by February 5th, they'll get to those servicemen and women overseas.
Yeah, and it's not a complicated military egress with APOs and all that other stuff.
No, it's just plain old support our troops with the street address.
Right, and they'll make sure that the soldiers receive your Valentine's cards. Yeah, homemade, store-bought, doesn't matter. Just trying to brighten the day of some soldiers come Valentine's Day. More now at 931wolfcountry.com.
This weekend, the Wolf has three words for you.
Stim, you, lust, baby.
DC says it's coming.
But the Wolf knows you need it now.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Woo, good vibe, but on a Thursday, one more day to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's going to be good. Another 5 days. Almost knocked it out again. It's the second, you know, come on.
This is exhausting.
Unless you work the weekend, but we're still thinking about you.
That's right. Hey, I'll start this morning. I saw this story and I thought, this is so cool. You could do this anywhere you are. It doesn't make any difference. It's kind of started in Seattle. But last year, this woman started this group called Community Loaves. And she did it because she loves baking her own bread. It's sort of a hobby and she loves doing it. And she's gotten really, really good at it. And this Community Loaves group that she put together, she thought, hey, let's bake bread for these local food banks. So she very got nice. All of her friends together who love to bake bread too, and they make bread. At first, only a few people were doing it, but now over 500 home bakers are involved in this Community Loaves program, and their most recent delivery was 1,300 loaves of freshly baked bread.
Bread. That is so awesome.
So, I mean, you could do that anywhere. You could form one of those little groups and do that. That'd be fun. What a great thing.
Talk about doing things that are fun as your job. My good news today. I did not know that this was a thing. And the fact that I didn't jump on this train, I'm kind of sad about. But go. This girl's awesome. I haven't caught her name, but she owns the Bored Babe. It's on 5th Street in Winston-Salem. And I'm going to mess this up because I'm not fancy enough to say it. But I'm going to say charcuterie.
Charcuterie. It's meats on a tray. Give me those meats.
Yeah. The meats and cheeses and veggies and nuts and crackers and all the good stuff. I guess this place is open now. She does catering and workshops and events, and she's got like the date night box, a basic board, all these different, the gathering board. And I mean, they're gorgeous, colorful. They look delicious. This is right up my alley of presentation, because presentation is key. Y'all know I'm a freak of nature about anything we do. So I just think this is really cool. Okay, yeah. So it said January 2021. It was coming soon. So I imagine she's probably open. If not, she's about to open. But it looks delicious. I would definitely hit her up, especially if you're not one of those people who you want the stuff, but you're not creative enough to do it yourself or see that vision. Her prices look good, too, and so does that food, man. So check her out. The Bored Babe Charcuterie Cafe and Lounge in Winston.
I like meat and cheese.
Mmm, delicious. Great.
Yeah, delicious.
Hey, I got a quote for you for relationships. Relationships are like a fine wine. They're expensive, and eventually you just end up with a headache.
Dang. I thought you were going to say something about taking time or
happy Thursday.
Better with time. Yeah, nope, you're awesome.
Nope, not at all.
Like a rainy Sunday morning, baby.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Not a typical Texan in that I don't hunt. I fish, but I don't hunt. My cousin Ray, on the other hand, thinks killing a deer with a deer rifle is magic in the forest. I would like to do for you now my impression of my cousin Ray after the big kill. Hell, it was 4 in the morning, 22 degrees outside. Of course, you weren't there. I'm in a camouflage deer blind with grease paint on my face. I've got deer urine on my boots. I'm not sure why. I got a .30-06 with a 12-power scope and a bullet that'll travel 2,200 feet per second. When that deer looked up to lick the salt sucker I'd hung from the danged old tree, caught him right above the eye. Yeah, well, I hit one with a van going 55 miles an hour with the headlights on and the horn blowing. Woo, that's an elusive little creature. If you ever miss one, it's because the bullet's moving too fast. Slow the bullet down to 55 miles an hour, put some headlights and a little horn on it. The deer will actually jump in front of the bullet.
We're 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Morgan Wallen, more than my own town. 7:12 again, another chance to qualify for that trip to see him coming up at 9:30. Coming up about 7:25, we're going to be discussing where do you draw the line on generic stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a hard line in the sand with some people.
What will you just not go cheap on? What will you just not go generic on? You're like, okay,
I'll go ahead and spoil something here if that's okay with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ritz, man. You cannot buy the off-brand. They are not buttery and delicious and fresh like Ritz are. The off-brand just tastes like cardboard.
Okay, so, yeah, I agree with you on that. The Ritz cracker, hard to beat. But people are also very, very particular about certain things, like ketchup, for instance. Or, you know, so many other things that are available. And now, more than ever, there are more store brands, private label brands, that are price alternatives to some of the expensive stuff that is on the shelf. And let me tell you, sometimes, and this happened to me, and I'll tell you the story coming up in just a little while. It was a moment where I hit the wall. I said, nope, no more. Won't do it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I look at the price and I'm like, no. Yeah. There's also times when I'm in the store. The other day I was in the store. I was ordering something that I like. I'll tell you about this later too. But in my mind, I'm going, what am I doing? Why am I paying this per pound for this?
I think about that every time I'm just checking out at the grocery store. I'm like, why is it so much money? There's five bags here. Five bags. Yeah. What did I buy?
We're going to discuss that coming up at 7:25. What will you not compromise on? What will you never go generic on? You can text us anytime or call 680-WOLF.
Buckle up. 93.1 The Wolf's making 2021 the best year ever.
Wake up at the Wolf Show. Talking about stuff you will not go generic on. You're holding the line. I don't like it. I won't even try it. Whatever. I was in line, and it was Harris Teeter or Publix. I don't remember which one. Whoever, they both carry Boar's Head. So I like Boar's Head meats, and I particularly like this Boar's Head Cajun turkey breast, okay?
I hear you talking about it a lot.
So it's like $11 a pound. And I'm like, I'm standing there waiting. Why am I paying $11 a pound for this stuff? But I keep doing it because it's
so top notch.
It's so stinking good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what will you not go generic on? Chase, what will you not go not doing it?
Two things that really popped into my head. Ranch, never go generic on that whatsoever. And I don't care what you say, Ken's is not a premium item.
Not in the ranch department, but they have killer honey mustard.
Yeah, they do have good honey mustard, but ranch department, no, not. Now, this is where I borderline. I was strict on never going generic on the frozen fries, tater tots, hush puppy, or not hush puppies, but the hash browns.
You were an Orida guy all the way.
I was all the way until
you got an air fryer.
Until a couple months ago, I got the Lowe's brand, the Lowe's Foods brand tater tots. Guys, that's better than the name brand.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are so bougie with your Lowe's Foods and your Publix. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Food Lion, their frozen items are not bad. Ever since we got this air fryer on Black Friday, I've bought almost everything in the frozen section of Food Lion, and it has not steered us wrong.
I shop everywhere. I'm a professional grocery shopper. I go everywhere. But Chase turned me on to the Lowe's brand tater tots. They are good.
They are so good.
All right, how about you, 680-WOLF? What will you not go generic on?
It's got to be Duke's mayonnaise and French's mustard. That's where I draw the line.
Okay, so see, got to have the Duke's mayo. I'm in total agreement with him on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the mustard side, let me just throw this in here. I know a lot of you are the same. French's or I'm out. There's a mustard company called Wober's Mustard. Yes, W-O-E-B-E-R. And that's an unusual. They make only mustard. That is the only thing they make. They make nothing but mustards. And they make a honey mustard that kick you in the teeth, man.
I love a good honey mustard.
Yeah, it's great. They have several varieties of honey mustard, but you might want to try that. Along the lines of condiments, I told you I was going to tell you where I draw. It was a line in the sand. It just hit me. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Was the price of Heinz ketchup. I'm like, I've always bought Heinz ketchup. And I was like, what?
So what's your alternative?
Red Gold is good ketchup. Their tomatoes are delicious, and they make great ketchup, too.
I got to tell you guys, though, ever since my husband's on this whole spicy ketchup train, and there was one brand that was making it, but it's hard to find. And so we've discovered that Food Lion brand spicy ketchup. I will never go back to regular ketchup if I have the option, because that spicy ketchup, oh, my gosh, it's next level on flavor.
Hey, all right. See, there you go. So you got to discover these things. You got to experiment a little bit. But yeah, I just drew the line the other day. It was this past week on the Heinz. No, I'm not paying $4 for your bottle of ketchup. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So how about you? What will you not go generic? And why? Why? Is it because it's because of the cost? Is it because of, you know, I won't stray away from Heinz because it's the best? 680-WOLF, text or call. We want to know.
I got my old guitar and some fishing poles. Maybe we run with it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, talking about what you will or you won't go generic. Okay, I'll go. No, I won't go. I can't do it. I can't do generic. 680-WOLF, what do you not compromise on?
So we got a list compiled from where we asked people on Facebook and Instagram, and I've come up with like a top seven list. And this is what pretty much the consensus was. Laundry detergent, they will not skimp on. Everybody said Tide. So that's what everybody's on, laundry detergent. Peanut butter, Jif. And the funny thing is, someone commented, and I guess Terry Bradshaw years ago had a peanut butter brand. Anyways.
I remember that.
I looked it up. It was real. It was years ago. A guy named Jim said, years ago, I tried Terry Bradshaw peanut butter, a generic or novelty brand. Yuck. I'll stick. Get it? With Jif Creamy. Thank you. And so I like that. But yeah, so they said peanut butter, it has to be Jif. Pop-Tarts, name brand. Ranch has to be Hidden Valley. Mayonnaise, it has to be name brand, despite what your brand is, Duke's or Hellman's, etc. Toilet paper, Angel Soft, without a doubt. And sodas had to be name brands. For me, paper towels. You cannot skimp on the cheap paper towels. They don't soak anything up.
Hold up. You've never grotted it up in the South. Like, see what I did there?
Yeah.
If you never drank it in. Man, I'm on the grammar train today.
What, Dr. Perky?
Dr.
We all
Perky,
had that.
Dr. Thunder. Come on.
But now that we can buy our own stuff and not the stuff at the cheap birthday parties, we prefer the name brands. Okay. Thank you.
All right. How about you, 680-WOLF? Going generic, not going generic. What's your favorite brand? We want to know. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Robert.
Robert, how's it going, pal?
What's up, man? Love your show in the morning. Appreciate you guys being on. But the thing is I cannot buy any knockoff dishwasher detergent. I gotta buy Cascade. It's the only one I'll buy.
Man, you are right, and you know the best. Do you buy powder or gel?
I buy those little like gel packs.
Okay, all right, the gel packs. I buy the Cascade Complete Gel, the orange stuff. Man, okay. It does a great job, and I'm with you 100%, and I've tried all the other stuff. It's not because I won't try it. I did try the other stuff, and it sucks.
Yep, chalky dishes or stuff not getting clean, I'll pay the extra for the Cascade.
I hear you, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye. Probably all on the same page here on that. I know, Chase, you guys only buy that, right?
Yeah.
The other stuff doesn't work. It just doesn't. And I hate those powders. It just leaves a bunch of powder and dust all over everything.
Yeah, your food looks like it has grits on it or something because it just sticks to all the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. How about you? What will you not compromise on? Cannot do it. Can't go generic. I'll always buy name brand. Or maybe you found something generic that's delicious.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase talking about what you won't compromise on. Won't go generic. Got to have the name brand because it's the best. 680-WOLF. Hey.
Hey. I was calling about the generic brand.
Yes. What about you? What's your feeling?
I cannot do generic toilet paper.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have a specific brand or like two or three brands you say, okay, these are okay?
Yeah, it's got to be either Angel Soft or Charmin.
Yep. Angel Soft is by far and away number one for everybody who's been calling in.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Hey, bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Niece's sausage.
Yes!
Yeah,
but
Niece's.
It has to be the extra sage, but Niece's sausage.
Now, do you use the sausage for breakfast or other recipes, or is it mostly for breakfast?
For other recipes, too.
Yeah, well, for breakfast stuff, like if you make sausage gravy, do you do that?
I do.
Yeah, Niece's, I like Niece's hot for that.
Me too.
Makes the best gravy, gives it a nice spice. And don't forget the white pepper.
I'll have to try that.
White pepper.
I always use the extra sage.
Yeah, well, that's good, too. Listen, you set a plate of gravy down in front of me over some biscuits. I'm going in.
Oh, yeah, me too. All the way.
All right, thanks.
Y'all have a good morning.
Okay, bye-bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I was calling about what you can't, for the generic brands and what you can't compromise on.
Yeah, what about you? What can you not go?
Cereal, definitely.
Cereal. Okay, so you eat a lot of cereal. What's your favorite cereal?
It would be the Frosted Flakes.
Okay, yeah. The classic Frosted Flakes. I'm with you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, bye-bye. I could probably eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't matter. Hey, you want a bowl of Frosted Flakes? Yeah.
I
got to say, we got a couple just quick comments on our text messaging. I didn't check it, and it's blown up. People say A1 steak sauce, Dawn dish soap, of course. I'm hearing that Food Lion brand and Aldi brand vanilla creamers are both amazing. And someone said bologna. Their husband says it has to be Jesse Jones or he won't eat it. I didn't even know that was a bologna brand.
Yeah, man. And that's a classic brand. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. My sister loved bologna. I never did like it that much. My sister loved it. And my sister's adamant that it must be Oscar Mayer bologna if she's going to buy that. That's all the bologna she'll touch.
Yeah, all Danny wants is all beef. He doesn't want anything creepy. He wants, like, the beef bologna or whatever it is.
You go, Danny. You're a beef man.
Red meat every night.
Real men eat real meat. Beef. How about you?
Dinner.
What will you not go generic on? 680-WOLF, text or call. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase talking about what you will not go generic on. A lot of people are saying, you know, I said I hit the wall on the Heinz ketchup. I can't pay you $4 a bottle for your ketchup anymore. It's too high. So I'm in the middle of an experimentation phase right now to find the replacement. And I will tell you, Red Gold, which is a high quality product, their canned tomatoes are fantastic for cooking. And the ketchup, not bad. But I'm going to try a bunch of others, too, to find out. So, you know, you can continue to text in and or call 680-WOLF. What will you not go generic on? It's 7:42. It's Thursday. One more day to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Indian Trail, North Carolina. Population 36,357.
Salute!
This weekend, the Wolf has three words for you.
Stim!
You're playing hard to forget.
Before we move on here, we got blown up over this thing about what you won't go generic on.
Mm-hmm, yep.
People have very, very definitive feelings and opinions about a lot of products. Mostly it's toilet paper and mayonnaise.
Condiments, too.
Yeah, I'm big on the condiments, too. And then the lady just gave me a blast from the past when she said mayo, and I said, is it Hellman's or Duke's? And she said JFG, and it just reminded me, you know, the JFG brand. I mean, I used to work in a grocery store when I was a kid. I remember the JFG brand, and people have bought JFG for years who may not know that JFG stands for J. Floyd Goodson. He was a guy who owned a grocery store in Morristown, Tennessee, and started selling his own blend of coffee grounds that he just called JFG.
Wow. The more you know.
And that's how it all got started. So anyway, thanks for your calls. I think the consensus was Angel Soft on the toilet paper and Duke's on the mayo. Is that it?
Basically.
All right. Cereal too, man. People had some very definitive ideas about cereal.
It's got to be Frosted Flakes.
Can't blame them.
Yeah, me neither. All right. Thanks for all your calls and your comments. We'll try to post up some of the results. Birthday's coming next after Dustin Lynn.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And my favorite brand of cake mix, by the way, is Duncan Hines.
Really?
And the
cheap
reason,
and good.
And the reason I bring it up, well, there's only one reason I would do that.
Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be some.
Dale, I didn't know where you were going with that, but that was pretty smooth, man. Proud of you. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating today, you share your birthday with Dan Schneider, who is 55. And if you're my age or a little bit older, you probably know who he is because he was the Nickelodeon TV producer on everything from Kenan to Kale and iCarly. LL Cool J is 53. Dave Grohl is 52. Jason Bateman is 52. Holland Taylor is 78. She's an actress, Legally Blonde. She played Professor Stromwell. That kind of helps ring a bell. And Carl Weathers is 71. He's on The Mandalorian now, but he'll always be Chubbs Peterson from Happy Gilmore for me. Some local birthdays for you. Joel Clark of Danville, Virginia. Devin Ray of Cofftown. Chance Dixon of Yadkinville. And Janice Burkett of Clemens. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage. Enter it in so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. Forever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
93.1, The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:04, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Law and Order time. Nimrod News. You know, if you live with people or if you've ever had roommates, you know, like you're younger, maybe you had multiple roommates.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the worst possible situation. I'm sure you've gotten into arguments about who is going to use the bathroom and, you know, for getting ready or for whatever, or even to just go to the bathroom. Well, I hope your arguments never reached this point. Here's this 28-year-old guy named Anthony Villegas in Norwalk, Connecticut. And on Saturday night, he got into an argument with somebody he lives with over who got to use the bathroom first.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I understand it.
I thought this would be a female story for sure.
It is not clear what his relationship with the person is, whether it was a roommate or family member or what. But the argument got so heated that Anthony decided the way to settle this was to start throwing punches.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So Anthony wound up punching the other person square in the nose. Blood went everywhere, and that person hit back hard. So they started wailing on each other so badly, the other roommates had to call the cops. The cops got there. Both of them were bleeding, but both of them refused medical attention. Anthony was arrested for assault and then finally allowed to use the bathroom.
Now, hear me out. I can understand not wanting to go to the bathroom second.
Yeah.
Right. I get that. You want the fresh toilet seat, not warm.
You don't want to smell like somebody else's boo-boo in there.
Uh-huh. I get that.
You don't want to go in there after it's been befouled.
Correct.
By someone. But yeah, came to blows, blood, everything.
Golly, man.
They had Black Rock, man. Tough. I don't miss roommates. I don't ever want to go back to
never,
that.
Never. Never miss them. Mm.
Girl, I've always loved you.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Billy Currington. Don't hurt like it used to. Doing something special for Valentine's Day. Hope you'll be able to help us out with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll dig doing it. We're calling it Touch the Troops with Valentine's. Going to get some Valentine's Day cards to these soldiers. And it's very simple. And you don't have to make a big production out of it. You can make it easy.
Yeah.
Kind of fun to get the kids involved. Maybe have them make some, you know. There's nothing like getting a homemade card from a kid, man.
Yeah. Everybody loves it.
I was thinking, too, if you're like a babysitter, it's great. If you do Sunday school, it's great. You know, stuff like that. Really cool thing. If you're listening and you work at a preschool, that might be something cool for you guys to do. But it's super easy. You just going to stamp and address it to the address we have for Support Our Troops over here on our website. And we want to see what you guys create. So before you send it in the mail, we want to see it. And we're asking you to like share it on social and just hashtag it with 93.1 Touch the Troops. I mean, I just want to see what you guys are putting out there. This stuff is so awesome. And we want to take care of these awesome servicemen and women.
There is a deadline so that these cards can make it to these soldiers wherever they're stationed on time for Valentine's Day. And that date is
February 5th.
February 5th. All that information is on the website. Touch the Troops with Valentine's. It's a cool thing. It's a fun thing. And imagine how great it's going to be when these guys get these Valentines. Just sort of a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
It's so easy for you to do. And Andy pointed this out. If you don't feel like making something, pop in the Dollar Tree.
They're only a dollar.
Yeah, grab some stuff there. It's easy to do. But the kid ones are always a lot of fun, and I know that the soldiers would enjoy getting those. Find all the info you need at 931wolfcountry.com.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Listen to this, the Piney Grove.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
If somebody approached me on the street and said, hey, would you like a free brownie? I'm going to have to say...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think I will. Well, Chick-fil-A is kind of doing that. Chick-fil-A One members can sign up using the app now through January the 23rd, and you can get a free brownie with your order.
Can we rewind? What's a Chick-fil-A One member?
You didn't know about this?
No, and I'm not one, so let's find out, please.
It is the elite group of people who... it's basically their member app.
Loyalty program.
Yeah, loyalty. That's basically what it is.
Mm.
So you definitely want to sign up for it. And there's more incentive to do it now. Free brownie. I'm going to say yes.
Amen.
Cone Health and the Greensboro Coliseum are teaming up to turn the stadium into a large COVID vaccine center. We were talking about this the other day. We said, hey, you know, that might be a good idea. I think Annie said it.
I did. I did say that. Dale was suggesting the empty building, and I said, well, the Greensboro Coliseum would make a good hub, too. So,
yeah.
There we go. Talked it into existence. Now, I said $1 crispy shrimp. Does that get your attention?
Yes, it does. Come on, stop the suspense. Let's go.
Well, Applebee's is offering a giant $5 cocktail and crispy shrimp for a dollar to any steak entree added on. Guys,
I'm in.
Steak, shrimp, and a $5 cocktail. Come on.
Yep.
Applebee's is great.
They're throwing it down. That's throwing down the good deal gauntlet right there.
That's right.
And they don't skimp on the alcohol either.
That's it. And he's like, don't you skimp.
You can skimp me on them scrimp, but don't skimp me on the alcohol.
That's right. A very important day. It is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Why do we do this? I am starving, and all we want to talk about in the mornings is food.
Huge, big, thick pastrami sandwich with spicy mustard. Yes.
Is it spicy? Well, maybe these are the same thing. Spicy mustard and Dijon mustard, are they the same?
No. I mean, there's all kinds of mustard. The spicy mustard I like on my... sandwiches, the whole grain mustard. I love that mustard on there. Of course, Dijon mustard is a French mustard that's got a little kick to it, but it's kind of different. It's not it's not what I want on the pastrami sandwich.
That Dijon mustard, that's French right there.
Dijon, gonna be good.
Gonna be good. Last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. Well, that's an interesting fact, I should say. The oldest cat in history lived to be 38 years and 3 days old. Now, that's equivalent to 169 in human years. And it just happened recently. Well, it was 15 years ago. It died in 2005.
So wait a minute. There's cat years and dog years?
Well, you know, they always say dog and cat years are like 7 years. To a human year, you know what I mean?
I never heard that about cats.
It's weird to think that animals age at a different rate that we do, but they could be on Earth the same time we are.
Hey, it's like sea turtles. They live to be like 150.
Grab shell, dude.
Yeah, well.
Find a Nemo. Anybody? Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Cats are...
Hush.
Yeah, don't say that to him. He's got a cat at home that he loves that's wearing sunglasses right now.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things you need to know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. My headphone cord just got in some weird entanglement.
Uh-oh.
I don't even understand how it happened. I'm still trying to figure out...
How in the world did this get in this big a mess?
Uh-huh.
Hey, life. You know how when you forget your password, it's like, oh, no, man, not my password.
Yeah.
Or at your office where you work, just as you remember your password, they notify you, you got to change your password.
Every 90 days, religiously.
Well, there's a guy who's got a much bigger problem than most of us are ever going to have when it comes to passwords. Because he's forgotten his password on his Bitcoin account.
Oh no.
Now, you've heard us talk about Bitcoin, and there's a lot of money involved in Bitcoin, and there's a lot of people involved in trading and buying and selling Bitcoin. And some of these people have amassed a small fortune in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, his name is Stefan Thomas. He lives in San Francisco, and he has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it, which means it's worth around This is a staggering number. The 7,002 Bitcoins are worth $234 million.
Wow.
What?
But Stefan has a problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and Thomas lost the password to that hard drive.
Well, Thomas, it sucks to suck. You have that much hiding. You need to keep up with your stuff.
There's more. You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and cannot be unlocked.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses. Oh,
Stefan, come on, man. How do you... What kind of password you set up for that thing?
He's got 2 more shots to figure out the password, or he's out the $234 million forever.
And this is... Oh, go ahead.
And I was going to say, this is where organization comes in.
And since Bitcoin is decentralized, there's no get my lost keys option. You either have them or you don't. And if you don't, you're out of luck.
I heard that there's some guy who tries to help people find these lost keys, but it's very, very difficult and not, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not always something that can happen. But I'm sitting here thinking, man, you just need... organize, okay? If you have passwords, you're scared you're going to forget them, put them in your phone in the notes. Put them on a piece of paper and put them all in the same place, labeled like, this is this password. Organization is key with Bitcoin, man. Look at all that money,
guys,
that you don't get.
Speaking of Bitcoin passwords, I have just as much trouble with iCloud passwords. Oh,
I know. Passwords for all my kids' sports accounts, all that kind of stuff. I got a huge notebook full of that stuff. I can never remember them. In fact, right now I know I have to change my work password. Dadgummit!
Oh, no!
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my...
He's got to throw the yeah in there because that's what he does. Yeah. That's Travis, 842, Wake Up the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I guess it was firmly decided this morning that nobody's going generic on toilet paper or mayonnaise. It just said no. Thanks to all your calls and your texts. Earlier this morning, we discussed what you would or would not go generic on. Where are you holding the line? And for a lot of people, man, it was TP. Can't get that cheap TP, man.
No,
gotta have
can't.
The good stuff.
You can't.
Angel Soft, the leading brand, I guess. That's what everybody likes.
Your butt will thank you.
Yeah. You got to keep it clean down there. That was in there. Then Duke's Mayonnaise seemed to be in the lead.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, Jif. People like Jif. I mean,
and ranch, it had to be Hidden Valley, man.
You know, one thing that didn't pop up I just thought of is you really can't go cheap or generic on hot dogs either, I think.
Ooh.
Okay, and what hot dog do you buy?
Oh, well, I go ballpark. Wait, try ballpark? Putting them in the air fryer. Woo! That's next level
what?
Stuff. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
some
yeah.
of my father-in-law's chili. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
baby.
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm out of the chili. I was curious.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that a hint? Like, you need some more chili, a refill or something?
I know when he's going to make the next batch or whatever.
Yeah.
Fact is, that's the only way you're getting the Tupperware container back is if it goes to you and gets refilled and comes back to me.
Well, good thing is I bought those at Target just for you guys.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Howdy, folks. This is your captain. Welcome to Nashville.
Next Door News time. What you got, Annie?
That's party music, in case you didn't know. And George is trying to find someone to get in contact with, a guy who calls himself the birthing DJ, as in he DJs births. Yes, you heard that right.
Some things don't need a DJ. That's one thing.
Yep. Well, someone was looking for him, and a guy named Justin said, "Why does birthing DJ?" I forward you all his information. I actually had to Google this myself to know that there was a birthing DJ around. And there is one, the Triad's premier birthing DJ. Are you ready for this? So you've decided you're going to have a hippie birth. You got your doula. You're ready to bear your child in the comfort of your own home. Now all you need is the gay friend of Sarah Palin right here. I am the Triad's birthing DJ. We're going to invite your friends over and have everyone in your community share this wonderful experience with you. What better way to bring a loved one into the world than with kindred all around doing some form of movement that can only be described as ecstatic dance's hippier cousin? I specialize in yoga tronica, womb step, deep doula house, electro wifery, and placenta dub.
Electro wifery, that sounds interesting.
He'll even throw in some Mac Dre if you want. He says he works with a wide network of birth therapists to craft your experience. And after you give birth, we can sit in a circle and compose poetry using your placenta as a muse. Oh,
what in the world?
He ends it with, "Inquire for pricing. I love you."
Oh, gosh. I swear every day I don't think there's something else that can come out of your area, but guess what? I'm wrong.
You're welcome.
You just keep topping the last one.
A birthing DJ, like, splash! Or I'm like, can you play anything that sounds like I'm getting like, push it real good.
Yeah. Salt and pepper, baby.
I'm going to leave it at this, but I am going to call him if I ever get pregnant again, because we're doing an at-home birth and I am having a birthing DJ.
Oh, no. Dale and I already know that the number two child is on its way.
Oh, well, you know, the first line here. So you've decided you're going to have a hippie birth. Well, that's right up my alley. My interest has peaked.
There it is.
Oh, you know, he posted this to the Next Door News app, but the birthing DJ likes to post his stuff on Craigslist. So just look for him there, because he doesn't leave any contact information.
Nice.
If I was a birthing DJ, I wouldn't leave any contact information either.
I think it's just a creep who likes to play music, honestly, you know?
Let me tell you, my kids are both C-sections, and we did not need a DJ. I got to tell you.
I was my own DJ. I was talking to my, what is the guy who does the thing in the back? The anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
I was sitting there saying, hey, man, you know, like, you know, half high off of this stuff. I'm like, how many tramp stamps you seen? What was the most memorable tramp stamp you've ever seen? Because, you know, they give you the epidural right in your lower back.
Yeah. I bet he's seen some doozies.
I bet he has. Needless to say, I probably will never be forgotten by that anesthesiologist.
Probably not.
Anyways, if you need a birthing DJ, hit this dude up. You can find him on Craigslist. We want to know all about your next door drama. Anything wild and crazy goes, man. There's no limits here. Text it to us, 336-680-WOLF, or hit us in the DMs, Instagram, and Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf.
Pour me another.
I'm Morgan Wallen.
You could win a totally private Morgan Wallen concert for just you and your crew.
Here's what you do. Hit the website now, 931wolfcountry.com, and enter the keyword picture, P-I-C-T-U-R-E. The keyword is picture. Qualify for a trip to Nashville to see Morgan Wallen with 70 friends. Good luck. Keyword is picture.
The stars go out on the sunset strip.
Still chasing you.
Back up to the Wolf Show. Gotta go. Coming up next is Katie and Company. 9:42. That sun finally starting to come through. I got rid of all that fog we had earlier, man. Nasty. Yeah.
Foggy pretty up blue on skies. The hills. Yeah. Get rid of pretty skies. Yes.
28 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. 54. Thanks to everybody who calls home. You hammered us with, hey, I will not go generic on blank.
People are not going generic on toilet paper or mayonnaise or other things. They're not
talking about blowing the phone line up today. All I heard was click, 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 next, click, 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 next. Click. I mean, I was like, dang, they're calling like crazy.
I was wearing it out today. Thank you for all your calls.
Who would have thought people have so many opinions?
How odd.
Odd.
Whatever you do today, have an awesome day. And we'll be right back here tomorrow morning. This Lippy's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is Dave at Dave's Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.